the Old Testament canon develop?
A lot of people have wondered how we got the canon of Scripture, that is, the list of books that appear in the Bible. The answer is that it comes down to us from Jesus and the apostles. Jesus and the apostles were Jews, and like Jews of their day and our day, they recognized that God had inspired certain works of literature to convey His word. They knew already what we refer to as the Old Testament. But the Old Testament in their day had some fuzzy boundaries. It wasn't entirely clear to every group of Jews exactly what books belonged in the Old Testament. There were some Jews, such as the Sadducees, who acknowledged only the first five books of the Bible, the so-called Law of Moses. The Pharisees honored a much broader canon of Scripture that includes everything that we today would find in the Protestant Old Testament. Jesus and the apostles, though, went a bit further. They acknowledged a translation of the Old Testament in Greek called the Septuagint. The Septuagint contains approximately those books that we would today find in a Catholic Bible or in an Eastern Orthodox Bible, at least the Old Testament portions. The Septuagint is quoted overwhelmingly in the New Testament. Whenever the New Testament writers quote the Old Testament, it tends to be from the Septuagint. By some reckonings, as many as 80% or so of the quotations of the Old Testament in the New Testament actually come from the Septuagint, so it's clear that the first Christian writers, the apostles and their associates, used the Septuagint and regarded it as Scripture. They didn't then give warnings like, use the Septuagint, but don't use Tobit, or don't use Judith, or don't use 1st or 2nd Maccabees. And because they didn't include those warnings, they passed on to the early church the Septuagint canon as a whole. And as a result, the early church fathers used these books, these additional books that are not found in the Protestant Old Testament, they used them as Scripture, they treated them as the inspired Word of God, and they handed them on to the church as such. And the church has preserved those works down to the present day.